Welcome to the November 17th, 2018 session of TeamSpeak for HPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I've been busy with testing and things at schools. That's kept me busy. I got a little bit of programming done this week, but not a lot. So, not much radio. So next on the list, we have Greg ZL3IX. Then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. Then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting this TeamSpeak sessions to the teamspeakarchive.openhpsdr.org. And then we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, afternoon, evening. I'm afraid nothing to report this week. I've had international visitors all week, and I'm going to be overseas for the next 2 weeks, as from tomorrow. So, no progress and nothing to report for a while, I'm afraid. Back to you, Dave.
Well, fine, and it makes you a little more like the rest of us. But next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say it, because it almost makes me feel good that I'll join the crew here and get no radio stuff this week. And having a lot of work is all-encompassing at the moment. And I broke my rule of we shall not deploy on a Friday, and I'll have to learn that rule again. So back to you, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. But anyway, next on the list is Bob, BE3GKM, shown as recording in a way. So that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion. Sounds like a nice trip, Greg.
I heard an interesting podcast last night about Australia. And, apparently you guys haven't had a recession in almost 30 years down there.
Yeah, the one we did have was our Prime Minister said it was the recession we had to have.
Honestly, the podcast talked a lot about you guys being lucky and sort of digging up all of Central Australia and sending it to China.
Yeah, we're about to do the same again. We've got the second largest lithium deposits in the world now. So rather than shipping iron ore, we're going to be shipping lithium to other people to manufacture batteries from.
Yeah, they called that out, as I said. You guys had coal, iron ore, and lithium as natural resources, and quite lucrative.
Yeah, I don't know how well the coal's going to go in the current clean energy debates, but anyway, we'll see.
That's true. We found an interesting podcast, and further enhanced my opinion of Australia.
During the GFC, the government gave, depending on your income, you got about $1,000 to spend, was to keep the economy alive, which it actually did. For that amount, there were all these flat panel television sets that seemed to appear on the market from overseas. So I think that's when the majority of the funds got spent.
Okay, I can believe that. Actually, one of the points that they made, which was sort of interesting, was that I guess Australian governments over the years have tended to save money when times are good so that they can deficit spend when times are bad, and compared to the U.S. government and others where, well, you just deficit spend all the time.
Yeah. I think the major concern at the moment is, you know, you can only keep digging up the place for so long, and what's going to happen when the raw materials run out. But I think it's certainly not in the current politicians' lifetimes that's going to happen, so it gets hearsay rather than anything else.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you have the next frontier. You have an awful lot of sunlight there.
Yes, that's very true, Dave. The only problem is the solar panels, or the current generation solar panels, are very inefficient when it gets hot. I know certainly my panel is above about 30 Celsius. What's that, 90 degrees? The output drops quite considerably compared with saying around about between 25 and 30 Celsius.
Well, it seems like you could some industrious person could engineer chips that are more efficient at those temperatures.
Well, you'd hope so, but I haven't seen anything yet.
That's hard. I mean, that's, you know, He-Man physics.
Yeah, I realize that, but, you know, it never stops us anyway.
Anyway, we're all going to be moving to low-energy nuclear reactions soon, so solar's really out the window.
How about wind?
Doesn't seem to be so popular here. There's a few wind farms around, but nothing like, you know, traveling through California.
Yeah, I was positively amazed when I drove over to Albuquerque how many wind turbines and wind farms. And actually, I was starting to think, you know, God, at what point do you call these things a blight on the landscape as opposed to green energy? I mean, because some of them, they were that level of density. But I guess there have been times now in Texas where the price of electricity has gone negative because they've had greater generation capacity spinning than current demand.
Well, the good thing here is I have some days off from work during this week, so I'm hoping to get a little bit of radio programming done.
Yeah, I wish, wish I could say the same, but we're trying to crunch to a December 4th demo to a fairly influential consultant, and it's already been booked, so we're in for the long haul at this point. So if you got to work, might have to work through the holiday or might not, depends upon how well things go.
Yep, I understand. Well, all the students are gone for the next week, and we do get the holiday, and then a lot of people take other days, so it's a nice quiet time for a week.
Yeah, we start seeing that here today. Where actually, it's funny, I went out to lunch at this afternoon, and you know, right at the core of lunchtime, and the lunch place was, you know, guys half empty. I was like, where the heck is everybody?
Well, also my class was half empty today because it's the day before a long holiday.
You don't give some sort of quiz or test to encourage participation on such days?
Well, I did, but they weren't. Only about half the class was there to get the credit.
Oh, wow.
We also have, in my part of the world, we have deer hunting this week. And since I'm in natural resources, that's a popular pastime for our students.
Oh, no doubt. But, I wonder if it's deer season down here. It's also a big thing down here as well. In typical fashion, the NVIDIA Shield, which I paid $184, is now on sale for $140.
Oh, isn't that always the way it is?
It does seem to work out that way.
Oh, by the way, Phil, Dave Witten got his board from Germany.
Oh, very good. That's very good news to hear. So he'll be popping the prototype version of DFC together. That's really good.
Yeah, we have coffee once in a while, and he brought the board along and said, look, I got this in the mail. So he was quite happy.
Which board is this?
This is the board that has the PCIe connector on it that Phil was working on, you know, the prototype of the DFC that Phil made a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Dave is more interested in receiving than in transmitting, so he thought that would be a good thing to try to. And he also likes fooling with printed circuit boards.
Okay, well, that should work fine. I made a little hot wired connector between the ADC board and the FPGA board. So if you like to make little PCBs, you should be able to make a little jumper board to connect the two together, which would be very nice. It was quite a task wiring all those boards together.
Yep, but he seems to like that, so I think he's got some things to keep him busy for a while.